tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek.
Welcome to Quick Charge. It's October 6th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Today's episode is all about the smart money in the EV space now that the federal tax incentive is gone, trying to figure out who the major players are going to be and where the market is headed. And one place it's probably headed is down. Tesla's teasing a stripped-down Model Y that's expected to be unveiled tomorrow. Our resident expert Fred Lambert is expecting the new model to be based on the refreshed Model Y launched earlier this year, but Tesla may remove many standard features to remove the price. One of the features expected to be removed is the front light bar, which is now just narrow headlights remaining, and Tesla has been teasing the release of more affordable models since last year. But there's been confusion about what Tesla plans to release. A lot of people have expected something like a Model 2 or something below the Model 3, but more recently, it seems like it's going to be decontented, stripped down, lower spec versions of existing models. Now, that said, if you are one of the hundreds, if not thousands of people looking for a more affordable way to get into a new Tesla this fall, we've got just the thing for you. Our sponsors for this show, Climate Exchange. They're a nonpartisan nonprofit working to help states pass effective, equitable climate policies, which are critical in accelerating the transition to a zero emission economy. The nonprofit recently kicked off its 10th annual EV raffle, with participants having multiple opportunities to win their dream EV. This time around, Climate Exchange is shaking things up with not one, but two raffles. The first is the luxury raffle, which Climate Exchange has conducted every year for the last decade. The grand prize winner can choose any EV on the market, fully customized up to $120,000. New this year, the grand prize winner can also choose two EVs totaling up to $120,000. Also new for this year is the mini raffle, in which the grand prize winner can choose any EV on the market priced up to $45,000, which probably would include the new lower price Tesla that we're expecting. So that's pretty exciting stuff. See how I tied that in? That's how professionals do it, kids. Be sure to take notes. Luxury raffle tickets are $250 each and only 5,000 will be sold, while mini raffle tickets are $100 each and Climate Exchange is only selling 3,500 tickets. Thus, your chances of winning your dream EV are higher than ever and higher than other raffles. Better yet, if you purchase a ticket to the luxury raffle by October 30th, 2025, you'll be automatically entered into their bonus early bird drawing for $10,000 on October 31st. The grand prize drawing will take place December 12th, but we recommend getting those early bird raffle tickets now. To give yourself the most chances to win, visit carbonraffle.org/electrek to learn more. We'll have that in the show notes over at electrek.co and, of course, in the blurb for the YouTube channel. And throughout this episode, if you're watching this on YouTube, in the bottom right corner, we're going to have some sample raffle tickets here along the way to remind you who is bringing this episode to you. Now, of course, we talked a little bit last week about Tesla's Q3. That was 497,000 deliveries. Really, really strong quarter for Tesla. But a couple of observers have noticed that fully 10%, more than 10% of this number, in fact, was pre-existing vehicles that came out of inventory. If you do the math, that means Tesla's factories are operating at about 60% capacity, which is not the ideal way of getting things done. A company that is kind of taking on that lead and taking on that role of market leader is General Motors. They seem to be snapping up a whole bunch of Tesla sales. And now in Cadillac's quiet coup, nearly half of all the Cadillacs sold in Q3 were electric. In Cadillac showrooms across America, the brand's renewed standard of the world ambitions are now matched by sleek, statement-making electric vehicles. And thanks to a little help from the federal tax credit FOMO, more than 40% of new Cadillacs sold last quarter were electric. GM's overall EV sales numbers were up 110% last quarter, climbing to 66,500 units in the U.S. alone on the back of the affordable 300-plus mile Chevy Equinox and semi-1,000-mile capable Silverado EV, but still very, very capable truck. But it was Cadillac dealers that saw the biggest growth in EV sales. That's, of course, because they have three new models joining the Lyriq, the Optiq, the Vistiq, and Cadillac's Escalade IQ. Now, granted, very few of these models were, under that $80,000 price tag, and even fewer of the buyers of these new Cadillacs were making less than 150 grand a year. So a lot of them would not qualify for that $7,500 tax credit anyway, but GM, with their clever accounts, has figured out a way to get these vehicles to qualify under a new lease. So if you're heading over to a GM store, especially a Cadillac store, you're looking to get a great deal, they will certainly help you out. We've got the full numbers here from GM's Q3 report. So again, a long, long way from Tesla, but you got to believe that some of these would have been Tesla sales if, not for reasons. Now, if factories not running at capacity is not a big enough problem, if new hot vehicles from competitive brands isn't enough of a problem, it looks like there's even more trouble coming from Tesla. Tesla's in hot water for mishandling insurance claims. California is taking a significant enforcement action against Tesla Insurance, alleging the company has been systematically failing to handle claims properly and harming its customers in the state. The California Department of Insurance announced the action, threatening to revoke Tesla's license to operate in the state and impose significant fines. According to the press release, the California Department of Insurance has issued accusations and notices of orders to show cause against Tesla Insurance Services, Tesla Insurance Company, and their partner, State National Insurance Company. The department alleges that these companies have repeatedly failed to comply with California's claim handling laws, leading to significant harm for policyholders, most of whom are Tesla drivers. The Department of Insurance laid out some of the core allegations, quote, egregious delays in responding to policyholder claims in all of the claims handling processes, causing financial harm, out-of-pocket expenses, and potential third-party liability of exposure and distress to policyholders. Unreasonable denials and delays in fully paying valid claims to consumers, failure to conduct thorough, fair, and objective investigations of claims, thus denying consumers the insurance benefit they expect, and failure to advise policyholders of their rights to have their claims denial reviewed by the department, a major consumer protection in California to make sure insurers are held accountable by the regulator. The state claims that despite numerous warnings and meetings where Tesla and its partners promised to improve, quote, the number of justified customer complaints and violations continues to mount. The companies now face potential penalties of up to $5,000 for each unlawful, unfair, or deceptive act, or up to $10,000 for each act determined to be willful. Given the department alleges hundreds of mishandled claims, these fines could quickly add into the millions. Now, this is not the first time Tesla has been making claims that have gotten in hot water, and it probably won't be the last, but personally, my favorite last week, right after we aired our EV Apocalypse 2, Fred posted this great article. Elon Musk was caught lying about Tesla's Cybertruck beating the Porsche 911 in a drag race. We all saw this video. It was super cool. The way that they edited it, the way that they cut it was really neat. They ran this thing down an eighth mile, not a quarter mile, giving every possible advantage to the Tesla Cybertruck. They had a cyber beast there versus one of the lowest models of Porsche 911 that you can buy. So obviously not necessarily apples to apples, but that's not the point of this. The point of this is showing how quickly the Cybertruck can get off the line, even when towing. That's never been in doubt. And as impressive as it was, though, there was just so much to it that was nonsense. And the defense from the engineers saying that, hey, we ran this through simulations and that's what it did. That's just laughable, man. If you've ever driven any kind of race car, if you've ever been in any kind of drag race or any kind of, road course or oval race, you know the simulations are a tool to help you, maybe help you on setup, but there's a long, long way to go between a simulation and real life. And if you don't understand that and you're an engineer, son, I pity you. You are in bad, bad shape, and the bridges that you build are going to kill people. So definitely check out this article. This is really interesting stuff. The fastest eighth mile Cybertruck hit while towing on the day was 7.8 seconds at 88 miles an hour. Don't get me wrong, that is absolutely moving. The trailer tires were only rated to 80, so we opted to call it a day before someone got hurt. Our simulation showed the full quarter mile race would be close, but with the same net result, so no need to risk it. Man, what an absolutely crybaby scenario. Not to sound all toxic masculinity here, but that is embarrassing, and I would hope that any of my boys reading this would know better and not bring me some nonsense like this. I want to see the time slip, or it didn't happen. That's all I've got for today, October 6th. Be sure to like and subscribe. Check out the Climate Exchange raffle. It is legitimate. They've been doing this for a long time, and they've been a sponsor of many articles and different adventures that I've had over the years. So we love supporting them. And check back tomorrow for more.